From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama's announcement today to open huge new areas of coastal waters to oil and gas exploration is drawing mixed reviews from environmental groups. More from NPR's Christopher Joyce.
The decision will allow oil and gas companies to explore and possibly drill along the Atlantic coast from Maryland to Florida, in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and in the Alaskan Arctic. Most of these areas had been off limits. Some environmental groups have objected to the decision, saying new drilling could endanger beaches and wildlife. In Congress, Massachusetts Representative Edward Markey, who regularly takes pro-environmental lines, urged oil companies to drill in areas they've already leased before moving on to new coastal areas. Other environmental groups applauded the president, however, for delaying new leases in the Arctic while more scientific research is conducted on how drilling might affect fishing and wildlife. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Emergency services remain on high alert in the Northeast after heavy rains brought record-breaking floods to the region. In Connecticut, dive teams have gone into the Pawtucket River to test the structural integrity of buildings that line the shore near a key bridge opening. From member station WNPR, Harriet Jones sends this report.
Southeastern Connecticut and Rhode Island bore the brunt of this storm, with rivers cresting as much as 4 feet above flood level in places. On the border between the states, police in Stonington have closed the main road bridge. First Selectman Ed Habarek.
The water rose very high and crested above the flood area last night. We had to evacuate three large apartment buildings and also the retail establishments in downtown, and we opened up our shelter where they stayed overnight. We were concerned about the structural issue of one of the apartment buildings.
Numerous roads in the region remain closed, and the National Guard has been mobilized to assist with evacuations and flood control. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Jones in Stonington.
Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison says she is not going anywhere, at least for now. Hutchison says despite losing the primary election for governor of the state, she will remain in the Senate. Hutchison had previously said she would be leaving early, but says she has changed her mind.
For my family, it would really be better personally for me to come home. But the stakes are so high. I could never have thought that we would be passing this kind of debt for our children.
66-year-old Hutchison lost the Republican primary race for governor earlier this month to Governor Rick Perry, who now faces a challenge from Democrat Bill White in November. 20 Texas Republican House members had signed a letter last month urging Hutchison to stay on till the end of her term in 2012. Any optimism over the administration's announcement about opening some areas to offshore drilling was tempered today by weak private sector jobs numbers. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 50 points to end the session at 10,856. The NASDAQ was down 12 points. The S&P 500 dropped 3 points today. This is NPR. A Chechen militia leader is now claiming responsibility for Monday's twin suicide attacks in Moscow that left more than three dozen people dead and dozens of others injured. The militia leader also says the attacks against Russian cities will continue. Two more attacks today in South Russia claimed the lives of 12 people, including 9 police officers. The claim of responsibility by rebel leader Dokhyumarov was posted on the Internet hours after the latest attacks. The violence is the latest in a lengthy effort by Russia to stamp out a Muslim insurgency in the North Caucasus region, including Chechnya. A populist party was the big winner in Italy's regional elections, marking a growing rightward trend in Europe. NPR's Sylvia Pedroli reports from Rome.
The Northern League, a key partner in the government headed by Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, has seen its support more than double in the last 5 years to nearly 13%. Its victory comes on the heels of a strong showing by the hard right in France and the likely victories of hard right parties in the Netherlands and Hungary. It's a well-organized party with a clear platform, devolution, and sharp restrictions on immigration. Many analysts say the party's firebrand rhetoric has fueled a wave of racism in the country. The Northern League's strong showing came at the expense of Berlusconi's party, which dropped to under 27%, nearly 10 points down from the 2008 vote. But the center-left opposition was unable to capitalize on disaffection toward the scandal-prone Berlusconi, with many young people opting not to vote. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Nation's factories were busier in February. The government reports factory orders rose for the 10th time in 11 months. Commerce Department says factory orders were up 0.6%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.